Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, if you go to my website, BillO'Reilly.com, and I hope you do, we have a concierge membership program. If you sign up, you get direct access to me by email, private email. And if I can answer any questions, political questions, social questions, whatever it may be, I will. If I can help you with personal situations, I will. And everything, as I said, is confidential. Because I get so many questions, I know a very important thing about life, and I'm going to share it with you right now. In order to succeed, you need three elements in your life. Number one, a good doctor who cares about you. Number two, a good lawyer. Not easy to find, but you are going to have situations where you need legal advice. And finally, an honest financial analyst who can advise you on how to invest and spend your money. So, if you do not have those things, look hard. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.